Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Russian court found jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny guilty of large-scale fraud on Tuesday. President Vladimir Putin's most prominent critic will probably get his jail time extended by years. Navalny is already serving a 2.5-year sentence at a prison camp for parole violations. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court confirmation hearing started Monday with more than 4 hours of discussions from mostly lawmakers and colleagues of Ms. Jackson.
And like so many who had experienced lawful racial segregation firsthand, my parents, Johnny and Ellery Brown, left their hometown of Miami, Florida, and moved to Washington, D.C.
Judge Jackson's confirmation hearings continue all week. It was on this day in 1983 the Pentagon awarded a production contract worth more than $1 billion to AM General Corporation to develop 55,000 Humvees. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dozens of homes and other buildings were badly damaged as severe storms and a reported 20 tornadoes moved through Texas and Oklahoma Monday. Severe weather is expected again today with tornado watches from Houston to Memphis to Tallahassee, Florida, and includes Atlanta and New Orleans, Louisiana. A television show that highlighted some of the reckless morals in our society is going off the air.
If you're into daytime television, The Maury Povich Show is the latest daytime talker to announce it's stopping production in 2022.
In the case of 10-month-old royalty, Daryl, you are not...
Maury Povich is ending his run and retiring after 31 seasons of hosting the show. Povich's exit comes as NBC Universal also ends another first-run syndicated series, Judge Jerry, hosted by Jerry Springer, after just 3 seasons. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Thank you, John, and thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Grocery store workers in California are ready for the picket line.
Thousands of grocery store workers in Southern and Central California are deciding on whether to authorize a strike. The vote involves about 47,000 workers who work in hundreds of stores owned by either Kroger or Albertsons. The latest 3-year deal ended earlier this month. No agreement was reached before the contract expired. The potential strike would include grocery clerks, meat cutters, and pharmacists. Results of the vote will be released this coming Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
For years, mainstream media and Democrat leaders have been lying about Hunter Biden's laptop, all in the name of protecting their guy, over the truth. Now that the laptop has been confirmed as authentic, containing incriminating evidence against the Biden family, and may have also altered a presidential election because of the truth being hidden. Podcaster Joe Rogan calls out President Biden for lying.
New York Times just now is admitting that the Hunter Biden laptop is real. And, remember from the debates with Trump bringing it up to Biden and Biden saying it's it's a lie.
Yeah.
A flat out lie.
Yeah.
Everybody knew it was a lie. The New York Post had that story that was banned from Twitter, which was just outright crazy, that one of the oldest newspapers in the country
Yeah, and I don't think anybody's going to go back and apologize to them.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's...
You know, that thing about history, it just keeps repeating itself, right? You think, well, it's in the rearview mirror, it shouldn't come back, and maybe we don't need to learn from the lessons of history, but that's the problem, as my friend Bruce Thatcher, the great historian, talks about. It's the problem is we don't learn from history. And so here we are, doomed to repeat it over and over again. As they say, rinse, wash, and repeat, and we just keep on doing that. Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. David Summerall is with us. He is the founder of Stop Hate. Amazing. You know, I was thinking, wow, he created that in 1992. He later created his website, StopHate.com. David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It is good to be here again, my friend. Good to hear your voice.
Well, David, just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, he's a Christian, a carpenter, like somebody else we knew who's a carpenter, who we will be celebrating his resurrection here in another 20 or so days. A small business owner, an activist, a citizen journalist, and a documentary filmmaker of writing history. David, what were you seeing back in 1992 that said, look, at you have to found this organization, Stop Hate? What was happening?
Man, I was seeing the same things we're seeing today. Division by the media, by the establishment, by the people in charge, telling a different story than what you see when you go to the grocery store. You know, it's the plain fact that people don't hate each other as much as our government wants us to think. They drive that division. January 6th is a prime example of not letting a crisis go to waste, as Hillary says. And they're doing that to people on purpose. And if this is the biggest event of our history, we really need to pay more attention to it. And people are kind of trying to ignore it more. And our people are suffering from that.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I wrote a commentary last year, you know, who told you to hate Donald Trump? And, you know, to your exact point, I mean, all these decades later, as you saw what was happening on the horizon and it was coming upon us, this black, dark cloud was affecting our mindset and our perception toward our fellow men. And we were being told that it was us against them. And, of course, they keep on going until, you know, they play the race card until finally the race card gets some traction. And here we are, bruised and confused. And
Exactly. We're doing the same thing. It's a repeat. The media is taking a situation and blowing it out of proportion for their political points and their control. And and listen, folks, that's what this is all about. They're trying to get verbiage in their documents that can declare anyone a domestic violent extremist and put you in jail for, you know, no charges, hold you indefinitely. And, you know, after January 6th, we came home and warned people and said, hey, they're coming for you next. Everybody said, they're not coming for me.
Exactly.
I would not do anything like y'all did because they don't even know what happened. And yet then they go to a school board meeting and say, I don't like CRT. And then the FBI is banging on their door and they're saying, what's going on? And we say, we warned you. They're coming. Listen to us. This is that time, and we need to wake up to it.
Yeah. Well, and stopping hate starts with us individually. The man, the woman in the mirror, to your point. I mean, if we're going to be, you know, if we're looking for a solution, it starts with us, like everything. I mean, our Constitution says we the people, right? The org chart, as they say in business, is turned on its head. The typical org chart has the president, CEO at the top, and everybody else, the minions, all the way down. Our founding fathers said, no, we're going to do it a little bit different. And we're going to do it, you know, on a biblical basis here. And that is, we're going to trust that the people have the ability, you know, to make the right choices and decide for themselves. Though I have to laugh. Have you seen that that commercial that they do about the Constitution, the early founding fathers arguing about it? And, you know, and you get half of the founding fathers going, what, no king? We're not going to have a king? You're going to allow the people to vote? You know, you're going to allow those idiots?
That's the true story.
Stupid people.
Here we are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
But it's so good. But yeah, it is. You know, you can't help but laugh about it because no doubt, you know, back in that time, because you could pretty much say what was on your heart because there was, you know, a freedom of speech that was allowed. You know, that person would since been terribly canceled, if not tarred and feathered. But nonetheless, it's charming to look back on that. But then it's like, wow, you know, what did we lose in the process? When people are being canceled, I mean, we have really participated in this movement, David, to dumb us all down. Because you can't be very smart. You can't be very smart if you're not listening to the other side, can you?
That's what they say. Here's the thing. We've seen this shift. And honestly, it's the trust in the people that you're talking about. They don't trust us. Mm-hmm. And of course, we're not going to trust them. It used to be, and correct me if I'm wrong, by the people for the people. And now it's by the government for the government. And I think
exactly.
Both sides are waking up to that, this whole uniparty thing. This, we thought there were five rhinos. Turns out there's only five good guys. The rest are rhinos. Yeah. You know, it's just on our side. And we see this division and this lack of trust. And it's going to get worse before it gets better, because the more we stand up against that control, the more they're going to try to crank the screws down on us and say, no, we know more than you do. You should listen to us. Right. We're the government. And we're saying, we're the people. You're supposed to listen to us. And we try to do things the right way. They still vilify us and use our laws and our legal system and the Patriot Act against us, the citizens. So it's a long game. And it's an
you're exactly right. And when you listen to them speak, it's like the senator out of Hawaii, you know, pretty much just said, shut up. Shut up, sit down. And we'll take it from here, so to speak. You know, she said that a number of years ago. But that's quite, you know, quite illuminating in terms of what is in their heart. And you're exactly right. I mean, that person, she should have been censured on the spot. There should have been such an outrage by every senator around that heard that statement, even in the subsequent days, because of all the playback on the radio and TV stations that was heard on. I mean, that's a disgusting thing to say for an elected official. But yet she continues to stand and represent Hawaii. Go ahead.
That's a true story. And they get away with this time and time again. They paint this picture and they put it in our media. They put it in the press. It's in the written word, and they're fighting a battle for the future. What's going to happen in 10 years or 20 years when someone wants to go research 2020, 2021? They're going to see nothing but all this hate and vitriol from the media, which is lies. If you look up Wikipedia right now, it says we tried to build gallows and hang Mike Pence on January. And I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah.
You put that in, and Nancy Pelosi does this big event to solidify with the historians. They are painting a picture, people. And we have to do something. It is about that action, Bill. It's about the personal. It's just like having the attitude that I'm not going to use hate as a first response. I'm also going to have the attitude that this is my country. My rights are given to me by God, not the government. Mm-hmm. We've lost that relationship with the Father. We see the family dysfunction throughout our society. And we really have to get back to the basics on that. Get back to God so we can get back together. And that's what we lean toward with Stop Hate, man. It's about truth, and that's not always comfortable. And we take a lot of flack for it, you know. But, hey, we've been watching this for a long time, We have exactly. a good idea what's on. Biden's up there talking about a new world order these days. And we see Homeland Security saying you can't talk about these specific topics or you're an enemy of the state. Where is freedom That's in right. this country? If you ask these January Sixers, it's already gone.
Yeah, without a doubt. We've got to go to break. We've got more from David Summerall after this from StopHate.com, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. In 1946, Reverend Charlie Beyer set out to spread the gospel locally via his radio show, The Gospel Tide Hour. Through God's providence, that radio show has grown into the Tide Global Radio Ministry, sharing the truth about Jesus in multiple languages on three continents. On March 17th, we will host Reverend Byers' son, Nelson, for a special I Remember When interview to learn more about the inception of the Tide Ministry. Nelson has observed and participated in the Tide Ministry since its founding 75 years ago. His memory is full of anecdotal information that's never been recorded, and we are so excited to learn more about the history of the Tide Ministry. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and how you can listen in as Nelson shares his I Remember When insights, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
It's been a long process for those that have been incarcerated as a result of January 6th. The left, Nancy Pelosi et al., would want us to believe that it was an insurrection. I mean, and you have to be careful in the reporting of any event and the words that the Democrats use. And I say that not only Democrats, but all of us can be a little loose and reckless and repeat words because that's what we hear in the public dialogue. But it's dangerous, especially insurrection. What does that mean in terms of the application of the law and the penalties that go along with said term? And, you know, people clearly will say, and these are people who know better, will clearly say, including Bill Barr, the attorney general, will understandably say it was not an insurrection. Okay, it was a protest. That's what it was. And the hyperbole, the reporting on this was unbelievable. And, of course, it's galling when you compare it to what happened in the Summer of Love, where you had $4 billion of damage in the name of Black Lives Matter. And yet, according to the same people on the left, it was a mostly, you know, peaceful protest is how they described it, as buildings were burning in the background of their report. David Summerall, the founder of Stop Hate, StopHate.com, is with us. David, the contrast, see, this is what happens in our country. It's us against them. And this has all been orchestrated by the influential powers that we have entrusted. Government officials, politicians, the media, social media, all these that we've entrusted our lives with are doing this to us, and they have us at each other's throat for some end game that they have in mind. And that end game, people need to understand, has nothing to do with our Declaration of Independence or our U.S. Constitution, does it?
It doesn't, but it does. You know how everything's connected. They want to systematically destroy us. And, of course, that document is the most important one in the world aside from the Bible. And, you know, it's a matter of taking down what America is from the inside. You're seeing comments from around the world of people saying this could not happen if it was not from the inside. And you're exactly right about the verbiage when you said that. Man, that's been a hot topic this week. And, you know, even our clergy. You know, my pastor, people are saying things, and our representatives use those words, and they're harmful. And yes, we get what we get from the world, and that's our fault. The Bible says don't be able to, and yet we look at the news and we form an opinion based on what they feed us. And that's the lie, and that's where we need to have more of a disconnect. And listen to your Christian brothers and sisters that were there, that witnessed it, that were a part of it, that know what their intentions were, and trust these people. And listen, man, I want to educate y'all real quick. People know about Ashley Babbitt. People know about Roseanne Boylan now, that she was murdered by one of the officers there, Lila Morris, a Metro officer. We're seeing these stories, but there's also Kevin Greeson, who was killed by one of the flashbang grenades. As Kevin Greeson, Benjamin Phillips, both grenade deaths. They said they were heart disease. They were not. And we have video and witnesses. Officer Sticknick had a stroke earlier in the day. Our protesters took him to the police and said, please help this man. They forced him to suffer and die, never got him medical treatment. He had a stroke. They tried to blame that on the people. Long story short, if there have been 5 police suicides, give or take if they were real suicides or not, and 4 suicides by protesters and journalists, that brings us to 14 people for the death count. And people are unaware of what's really going on and how desperate these families and these prisoners are for a little bit of hope, for a letter, for prayer, for $5 in their fundraisers. This has been a long battle. And these people feel forgotten and neglected. And it's really up to us. This is like our Alamo Bill. We have the potential to send the reinforcements to win this battle. But we as people, it's up to us. We can't blame politicians at this point. It's up to us to save our own people.
Exactly. Well, and to imagine many of these people who have been incarcerated are in solitary confinement. I mean, this is extreme. You know, this kind of treatment, this is human abuse. And more people are realizing that this is abusive.
Oh, it's beyond abuse. Listen, these people haven't seen a family member for over a year. They don't get visitation. They don't get any of that. They're in solitary 23 hours a day. We could talk about the food. We could talk about the brown water. We could talk about the mold or the steel cot or the sheet. You know, or all the amenities, that the terrible chemicals in the food or feces or urine. These are real things. These people are being tortured, and everyone can sleep at night. I don't understand it. This is as real as it gets, especially these families whose breadwinners have been in prison for a year without due process, without speedy trial, without access to discovery. These public defenders are trying to negotiate pleas. They're not fighting for freedom. They're trying to throw these people under the bus with the system to get the political points, to label us all Christians, ex-military. You'll be a radical. You'll be a domestic violent extremist if you are a threat to persons or property. They will put you in jail just because they say. And that's how desperate this situation is. This is the wake-up moment for people.
Well, people do not understand the kind of pressure these people have to endure. I mean, we just heard of a 35-year-old, I can't remember his name right now, just slipped my mind, so forgive me, 35 years old who committed suicide. He broke. And he broke under the excruciating pressure, you know, that the prosecutors, to your point, put him under. And, you know, hey, you're never going to be able to work again. This, you know, 20 years in jail, you're lucky, you know, whatever. I mean, and his family finally admitted, they just said they broke his heart. Here is a young man, 35 years old, loved the country, went there to support and do his civic duty as a constitutionally loving patriot. And he goes through this, and the pressure of it is unbelievable, and how irresponsible that they will allow these prosecutors to do this kind of stuff. I mean, they did it to a general, you know, to Mike Flynn. They've done it to others. I mean, and they try to cause people to lie, as they did with, you know, Jerome Corsi. And, you know, and Jerome Corsi's wife said, you know, I'd much rather you be in jail and tell the truth than to lie and, you know, and be outside of their control. And he finally just stood his ground based on truth, and they folded. They relented and let him go. But, you know, the stories that abound here are just disgusting, but it goes back to what we said in the first block here. And that is that our institutions are corrupt, they're out of control, and they're running amok without accountability.
They are. They are. And listen, Matthew Perna, that suicide, like I said, he's the fourth one. If you go and look at our social media and listen to his aunt's plea when she made a statement, and literally, folks, it's on us. We want to blame the government. We want to blame the lawyers. We want to blame everyone. But in his obituary, it says that the community let him down. He died of a broken heart because he was abandoned and vilified because of the media, because of the smear. And they will do that to every single one of us and not lose a minute's sleep about it. That's what's astounding, is the level. And it's just a horrible thing. And that's a fourth suicide. People, this is so serious. And the guys inside rely on our hope. And listen, the convoy was a distraction, especially in funding. And these guys feel it. And if they knew the lack of support on the outside, there would be more suicides. We need to up our game and support these guys and show them how much we love them and win this fight. I mean, this is what it's all riding on right now, Bill. And I know that it's cliche to say this is the biggest thing of our life, but it is. I mean, put it on a shirt. Because
where's the line in the sand here, David? You know, we have to have a line in the sand to say no more. I tell you, you just shocked me. I didn't realize that we've had four suicides of, you know, patriots who have been jailed. That's, you know, of course, we don't hear about that. You know, it's all going to be, you know, put under the rug, right?
Yes, they're torturing these people and harassing them to death. Our own DOJ and FBI, that is the fact.
All right, let's get involved. So tell people where they need to go. $5 donation, whatever you can do, pray. Just look for, you know, what God is calling you to do to help our fellow patriots endure this wrongful persecution. Where can they go?
Go to scottpate.com, drop down on the menu. There's a J6 link for calls to action, prayer group.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home.
for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Russian court found jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny guilty of large-scale fraud on Tuesday. President Vladimir Putin's most prominent critic will probably get his jail time extended by years. Navalny is already serving a 2.5-year sentence at a prison camp for parole violations. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court confirmation hearing started Monday with more than 4 hours of discussions from mostly lawmakers and colleagues of Ms. Jackson.
And like so many who had experienced lawful racial segregation firsthand, my parents, Johnny and Ellery Brown, left their hometown of Miami, Florida, and moved to Washington, D.C.
Judge Jackson's confirmation hearings continue all week. It was on this day in 1983, the Pentagon awarded a production contract worth more than $1 billion to AM General Corporation to develop 55,000 Humvees. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez right here where you need me, where you want me, as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Not about 8-second sound bites here, ladies and gentlemen. We want to go deep into these issues so that you can get a better understanding, because that is the future of this country. And that is a knowledgeable electorate that has the whole truth and nothing but. Mike Blasi joins us now. Mike is a former Army vet, ex-law enforcement and small business owner. And we're going to talk about the troubles and the bucket of gum that the Democrats have got themselves mired in. Hey, Mike, thank you for your service. Great to have you with us. My family served the country as well. My number two brother was an Army vet during Vietnam, and so all honor and glory to Army. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. It's my honor to serve, and thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, Mike, the Democrats have created this mess, and I think it's quite ironic, and it just is unfathomable to think that the policies that they presented, if you remember in 2020 during the primaries to their own constituency, their own fellow Democrats, they could only muster up about, and if you rounded things up, maybe about 30% for these issues of, you know, the green agenda and all this other stuff, only about 30%. So somehow they get elected, and all of a sudden they perceive that. Yeah, but you know, we'll leave it at that, because I agree with you. Even Bill Barr the other night, you know, he wanted to broad brush and just say, hey, there's no evidence there. Well, that's not enough. I mean, as the Attorney General, can you give me a little bit more information than that? Because, clearly look at what Rasmussen had just polled, that a majority of Americans still have their doubts about the 2020 election. I mean, does anybody take responsibility and to understand what that is doing in dividing us and making us more the ununited states of America rather than the United States of America?
Agreed 1,000%. And it's very prevalent in New Jersey. A lot of people are having doubts as to not only the 2020 election, our 2021 governor election. And the problem with that, like you said, it does separate us. We need to unite as a people. We have to realize that we have options when it comes to these voter frauds. Like I'm looking to propose a voter integrity bill, which plain and simply says that if you work in a hospital, someone passes away, they're required by law to notify the county clerk. If you're at the DMV, someone changed their driver's license, you're required to notify the county clerk. The board of realtors, when they sell the house, notify the county clerk. I mean, this is not going to stop voter fraud completely, but it put a serious dent in it. We need to get the people to have confidence in their voting and the power of voting again. That's what we really need right now, especially in New Jersey.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the people deserve that at the minimum amount. We shouldn't have this situation to where, you're questioning. And then, of course, it becomes even more complicated. Well, Barack Obama himself said, elections have consequences. Well, stolen elections have horrific consequences, as we can see right now, not only domestically, but internationally as well.
I'm going to agree with you right now, and I will, for the record, say that I do believe that the 2020 election was fraud, and I will believe that just based on math and what I've seen with my own eyes. I think the biggest issue was having people use these mail-in ballots, and then what happened in the last election, our election in 2021, they had a little caveat that if you had elected for a mail-in ballot during the high COVID season, if you didn't go and change it physically, you had no other option but to vote by mail again, and I think that causes problems. I think another problem is also educating the public. They don't understand about primaries. They don't understand about voting. I think we need to really work on a campaign to educate the people, not just New Jersey, the country, about voter and voter laws and their rights to vote and about being a poll watcher of a challenger and volunteering to come to the polling stations and stop some of this corruption. This is what we need now.
Exactly. Mike, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, he's running for Congress in New Jersey's Congressional District 4. This is the reference here. And like so many, conservative candidates who are coming to the front here are seeing, passionately, you've got to answer the call. You have no choice, right, Mike? I mean, you have to answer the call. It's like the oath of office that you took when you came into the Army. There's no expiration date on it, is there?
No, there's not. And like I said, to see what's happening to our country, I don't think Stephen King could write a scarier novel. It's just really, really disheartening. So people, like I said, for the record, I'm not a politician. I'm a patriot. I'm a guy who not once but twice swore to defend the Constitution of the United States and prepared to do it a third time. We need more and more people right now that are real patriots, that are tired of the corrupt politics. And listen, the Democrats are bad, but the Republicans, they're not as ethical
exactly.
as they appear to be.
Right.
This is why we're starting a new movement in New Jersey, and you're going to be the first person to hear this in your market. We're talking about a party called, not that we're going against the Republicans, but we're revamping the Republican Party. We're the GNP, the Grand New Party. So what that means basically is the GOP has itself as a machine. And if you have the same sludge and oil for 42 years, 50 years in there, the machine's going to break down. So we want to replace that oil with the blood and the enthusiasm and the love of country by patriots, and we're running together to bring back our country and get rid of these career politics. Get rid of these politicians and stop the politics and get our country back on track.
The added problem that people are unaware of, they're kind of beginning to get it a little bit because they see the corruption within the Biden family. Hunter Biden's laptop is now being fully exposed, and God only knows what happens. Some are talking about maybe the president somewhere down the line before he finishes up his term. Hopefully, he's hoping timing-wise that he is still in office to render some kind of immunity or some kind of forgiveness here of his son if it comes down to that, because that laptop, the information on the laptop is so indicting, but not only on his son, but his family. And then we're finding out that it's not just, his involvement with Ukraine. He's got connections in China. Nancy Pelosi and her family have connections. They've all been bought and sold. And this is on both sides. I mean, there is questions about Mitch McConnell, as you say. It is on both both sides of the aisle. I mean, this is bipartisan, and this is the problem when you have power and you have a system, Mike, and hopefully when you get elected there, that you don't fall victim and fall prey to the systemic problem there in the Beltway, because their paradigm is that you can talk about all this good stuff going in, but they tell you after the first day you're there, hey, you better start campaigning, because it never stops. You've got to get reelected, and that's the order of the day. When that is the most important thing to do, then the people's business is set aside for your survival. That's the problem. It has an inherent problem within the system.
Well, you're absolutely right. The day you get elected, you start campaigning again. But there's a couple of things. Like, number one, I've already signed publicly that I'm off of term limits, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The greatest office in the world, the President of the United States, is a four-year term, but Congress can run for 30, 40, 50 years. I'm running against a 42-year incumbent who's swayed to the Democratic side, and he's really gotten tainted over the years. The issue is, you know, I don't need to be a millionaire. I'm not going to Congress to get rich. I'm going to walk in middle class, and I'm going to come out middle class. If you walk into Congress as a middle class person and come out as a billionaire, you didn't serve the people, you served yourself. So
exactly.
I don't believe that I think the people right now, the patriots that are running, and you see how many congressional candidates there are right now, they're not running for fame or fortune. They're not looking to get corrupted. They're just upset for their children, their grandchildren, the future of our great nation. And I don't think that we're going to succumb to the shenanigans that's going on in Washington. And I think that's why they're scared. You see how many people are resigning right now and people are not running again? Because
over 30, I think 31 Democrats now have declared that they are not running for office, for re-election.
Why do you think that is, sir?
Well, because they know. They see the writing on the wall. They have no popularity. Their policies have devastated the country, and they're clearly at the footsteps of Joe Biden and the Democratic Party and the leadership. I mean, you can say all you want and try to blame Putin for inflation and gas prices, but, you know, you're insulting the American people because they know who is responsible. That's why, you know, across the country, I don't know if you've seen these decals that are popping up Joe Biden. I did that, you know, is taking full credit for the cost per gallon of gas here in America. He did it, and he's doing nothing about it. That's the shame of it all, is that he has the power to undo the stupid decision to take away our energy independence. We're talking with Mike Blasi, and this conversation will continue on the other side of the break, just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, this is the thing we love about our country because, you know, God's divine hand of providence has been all over our country from day one. This is a country of hope. And Mike Blasio, I'm sure, as a Army vet, an ex-law enforcement officer and a small business owner, Mike, I guess this is what, you know, really just compelled you to say, look, you got to do something about it. You just cannot sit on the guide, you know, on the sidelines and allow our country to be overrun by insanity, could you?
No, I mean, you know, Biden's weakness as a leader has consequences. And, you know, this is leading to the worst economy ever. This is leading to horrible border security, safety issues. A leader's first job is to protect his people. He has failed horribly to do that. And all of these led up, which are as a result of a stolen, fraudulent election. This I find to be very problematic. And I think the people of this country are waking up. While the Dems control the social media and the fake news, I think you don't need news to see exactly what happened and exactly what's happening to our country.
Exactly. Why do you say it was a stolen election?
All right. Well, there's many factors. I mean, first of all, the fact that I was watching the election, and then after a commercial, the numbers were reversed. That's number one. Okay, that could be a glitch. Never mind the fact they pulled suitcases out that we all saw. Never mind that as well. But here's the key factor. They had a video, okay, of people entering the mail-in ballot. Now, if you received the mail-in ballot, it was in an envelope that had, it was a trifold. That had three folds, two creases. So you had to unfold it, fill out your ballot, fold it again, put it in an envelope, mail it, go through a mail sorter, which is going to enhance the creases, and then they open it and they feed it to the machine. While they were feeding the ballots, the mail-in ballots into a machine, it was like a perfectly crisp ream of paper. Did they send these votes out and these ballots out to get pressed by the dry cleaner? Did someone make copies of them? It is no way that you can have a mail-in ballot that was folded three times. You tried. Fold a piece of paper three times, put it to mail yourself, and try and get it to be straight. It'll never, ever be flat again.
Mm.
So that's pretty it. I mean, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. Go ahead. I want to see if there was anything else that convinced you, you know,
well,
because we...
Listen,
go ahead.
Two and two is four. Okay, I mean, Joe Biden sat He had rallies. Not enough people have a checker game. Nobody came out. There's no way he got more numbers than Obama. The county count is just not accurate. 2 and 2 is 4. 4 and 4 is 8. The numbers just don't add up. The people understand what's going on. And the fact, again, that everything happens at 3 o'clock in the morning. Nothing happens at 3 o'clock in the morning. The fact that these elections were done in the middle of the night and the larger counties got their voters in late and they knew exactly what they needed and the numbers changed. This is just obvious blatant fraud.
Well, and there was extensive research and study into mail-in balloting and how this promoted voter fraud. This was a bipartisan study that was done years ago, and so they ignored that. Donald Trump had said, look, we're going down a dangerous lane, and, of course, all these things happen. You had over 500 Democratic lawyers led by Mark Elias going into all these states and intimidating the holy what-have-you out of them, threatening lawsuits that these cities, individual counties could not afford to defend, and they end up buckling and violating their own state constitutions and further compromising the whole election process. Even Georgia insisted that everything was all up and clean and everything like that, and now all of a sudden here's revealed video that they've been ignoring for well over a year showing that people were stuffing the ballot box. And even now the Secretary of State says, who insisted there was nothing wrong whatsoever, has had to admit that maybe it's something to look into. But this is all after the fact, when all the damage has been done, to your point. Because here it is, we're not only dealing with domestic issues. Oh, that's right, we're on the verge of World War III. And we have somebody in the Oval Office, clearly, who is deficient and is there in an illegal sense, let's say. And this is if you want to go along with what a majority, according to Rasmussen poll, that says that half of all the respondents in this poll on March the 8th believe cheating affected the 2020 election.
You can't argue with facts. People are waking up today. People are seeing that what's going on is horrible. And if you see right now with this new bill they're trying to pass, the H.R. 1 bill, the fact that they are so afraid that people are going to come out. This is going to be an election where we're going to take back the House. We're going to take back the Senate. We're going to get rid of the do-nothing rhinos, and the country's coming back to the people. And if they pass this H.R. 1 bill, which is in this Build Back Better bill, that's going to federalize the election process. And once they do that, they'll never have a fair election. I think one of our greatest rights as an American is the electoral process, which allows us to pick the person that we want and to have a fair election. Unfortunately, they're trying to pass bills to perpetuate voter fraud. How could anybody vote for this? How could anybody vote for any candidate? My opponent voted for the onset, which was the infrastructure bill, which had less than 10% infrastructure. This leads up to these more and more bills, which damages the people. And if you're in Congress and you can't read a 2,500-page bill, don't vote on it. I think it's fair and simple.
Exactly. Yeah, without a doubt. And, of course, this is all part and parcel to the contribution of inflation that we're dealing with right now, as the Fed and the government continues to spend money, and we've got all this money chasing too few goods. Welcome to the world of inflation. And we're talking, by the end of the year, we're probably looking at 9-10% here, Mike. I mean, this is going to be devastating. This goes and robs the common man. I mean, the gas stations are bad enough, what they're doing right now. And I say gas stations, gas prices brought to you by Joe Biden, who could simply just flip the switch as quick as he flipped it the other way in signing that executive order. He can flip it back at a time when you sit there and go, why are you holding this up? I mean, it's kind of like they made this big deal. I don't know if you noticed this or not, but the other day, you know, we had the president of Ukraine speaking to both houses of Congress. Very impassioned plea, a whole deal. President goes and does this little signing thing, giving them $1 billion for more ammo and, you know, what have you, to fight the war against Russia. And my question is going, wait a minute. 3 days earlier, you signed a bill for $14.1 billion.
Correct.
For this cause. What happened? I mean, the mainstream media, nobody's talking about it. I mean, did all of a sudden, did that go... Yeah, did that go into Hunter's back pocket, and somehow he's going to use it to leverage against Zelensky, you know, like his dad did when he leveraged $1 billion when he was vice president, and told the prosecutor, say, you better get off that, you know, he didn't tell the prosecutor, he told the president, he says, you better fire that prosecutor. Because his prosecutor was going after his son in Burisma, right? And, he says, you got 6 hours to make a decision, or I'm leaving here and you're not going to get the $1 billion. Well, son of a gun, Joe Biden says, if he doesn't fire the prosecutor.
Okay? So, listen, you see this. I see this. The people see this. Why aren't the do-nothing people that are, the few that are in Congress right now, not making more noise and not making more statements? A congressman is a representative of the district. Everybody should be as irate as you and I are. Maybe they don't mind paying $4.39 per gallon, but I do. They should be out getting more vocal. This is why Donald Trump called out Chris Smith by name and said the primary him, because these people in Congress, either you're for the people or you're not. And the fact that they've all got these investments. You know how much money Congress is making right now in the stock market? They've all invested in Lockheed, Raytheon, and Garmin. And then we send all this money to keep this war coming. I mean, it's clear as day that the people see what's going on.
Exactly. Well, they want a war. I mean, look it. We lost $80 billion worth of armament. We left it behind in Afghanistan. Guess what? The weapon providers, you know, they're just licking their chops because they know a windfall profit is just around the corner, because guess what? The military-industrial complex is going to need that $80 billion worth of tanks and ammo and everything else. And plus, if there is a war.
Agreed. I know, and you keep mentioning inflation. Inflation is not just supply and demand issues. Inflation is when you start printing money with nothing to back it. They keep printing more and more money. But your great-great-great-grandchildren are going to be paying for the money that's being spent right now by the Democrats in the House.
So disgusting. There are kids who are, you talk about taxation without representation. These kids aren't even born yet and they're getting taxed. I mean, this is just so disgusting. But, you know, and they do this with impunity. Mike, this is why the people need to come out in record numbers. And regardless of all the cheating the Democrats are going to try to do, they need to make sure their voices penetrate all the illegal shenanigans that they're going to do, because they can't help themselves. I mean, they've been ballot harvesting in California, you know, for a long time. That's why it's become a one-party state. They've got certain areas that they've been able to do this. I mean, I'll never forget that one year during the Obama election, I think it was in Pennsylvania, some like 58 districts voted 100% for Obama.
Right.
That's mathematically impossible. But they go, oh, okay.
Listen, as a retired law enforcement, I'm uniquely qualified in corruption and unethical things. And, you know, I see this and I smell this. But you don't have to be Columbo to see what's going on. I mean, you see it and everybody else sees it. People have to have a little bit of trust and faith in our government, which they don't. But we need to have everybody get out there and vote in the primaries. That's the most important thing. People don't realize how important a primary is. Get out there, vote in the primary, make your voice heard. If you come out in numbers and mass numbers and you vote, that's how you send a message. That's how you put fear into these Democrats.
Well, it starts with one vote at a time, major cleanup on all the aisles, one broom sweep at a time, and we've got to get people like you, Mike, in place that are independent and fearless and are committed to the Constitution and bringing truth back into the discussion and back into the level to protect the American people. Mike, how can people be in touch and support your campaign?
Well, I thank you. Appreciate it. My primary is June 7th, so we are on a very, very big goal right now to raise funds to get a message out there. But if you go to www.MikeBlasio, that's MikeBlasioForCongress.com, MikeBlasioForCongress.com, you'll see a donate button.
Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm
Al Ibarra, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
The final phase of...